Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. It's a good day, no matter how I feel. Or anyone else's, because we don't make anything happen here. Like, you know, where the blessing come from, it has to be given to us. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and I can't hear what you have to say unless you call in and talk to me. Otherwise, it's just you hearing me, and it's a one-sided thing. Okay, but I'm content with talking because I have something to say. And nothing is going to deter me from saying it unless I am stopped. Apart from that, I'll be talking until such time. I hope that you are doing well and not getting into any trouble and advancing your knowledge to keep you in the right direction. That is my best wishes. All right. Today, I have a special thought before I go further. And what I have to say right now is that America has been America, and then they call it the United States of America. I know that millions of people come and go into this so-called United States for quite a few years, few hundred years, and they feel good about this name, the United States of America. But now I am observing that there's hardly anyone who understands what is beneath the new name. The new name, it sounds good, right? United States of America. And there's a blasphemous background to this. I mean, beyond what you know. And I can just tell you this, that America is the real name and not United States. United States is a blasphemous sodomite name that criminals give to this country. It's not their country, but they say it's theirs because they have fallen into a position of conquering who live in America. A lot of atrocities that they have done. And it's like, you know, these are the people who established the church. How about that? The biggest criminals on earth own the church. Whether you believe it, whether you know it or not, America is not United States. Okay? Africa, you could call a United States because it has about 54 different subcountries. In Africa. So it appears like when these criminals came along, they decided to call it the United States by splitting up the continent into different parts and call it United States. And I think there's about 50 states, if it's not more, but somewhere there. But where did they get the idea from to call America United States? Now, let me tell you something. You may think that what I'm saying is a joke. But listen, there is a history to America. Who talks about it? I mean, today, when you look at what is going on in the Senate in Washington, and you see all of what they're carrying on, you don't get the slightest impression of where America is coming from, they call United States. Nobody really cares. Because the way the process works in America since, say, 400 years ago, the thieves come in with a lot of influence, a lot of power, and the indigenous people are not people of war. And neither whatever little, like, limited government protection doesn't get up to the point where these criminals decide to fight for what they want. Hominids, primates, and how the story goes, how did they come to talk? After 3.5 million years, they never talk, they grunt. How did they talk? Do you know? Chances are, you don't know anything about that. Why they began to talk, what they have done, the wickedness that they have done to do it. So therefore, you can understand why the America is the way it is. Because you didn't hear that America had mass shooting going on in America. You didn't hear that. You didn't hear America going to Iraq and destroy Iraq. No, you don't. Right? You don't hear about serial killing going on in America, do you? No, you didn't. And a number of things, like tornadoes, like just wrecking the place. No, you hear about tornado, but not in that context. So obviously, a lot of demons descended upon America to guns and bombs and all kind of things. The only thing it seems they don't do is to like fight war from outside this continent. They go outside and war. Six of one, half dozen of the other. Because who are they going out and who would they? They do enough killing here without like army, where they are the ones that are doing the killing and not the victims. Nobody has been able to come forward and speak these things on their own behalf. And then hominid primates, they get all the access to do what they want, and besides, they got the backing of our government. You ever hear something like that? For example, the churches that fill up America, you want to think that is African people, indigenous people? Read good and you will find out it's not us. It's not us. And you see these hominid primates take charge of every institution that we have. They kicked out the people who are rulers here and take over doing what the indigenous people are the ones who initiate those things. So they take over from those people who they kicked and kill, and then begin to run a government, because of course it's not the government that our people were running. These sodomites are running today. Oh no, they don't know how to even run kingship government. And neither do they want to. They want a government of their own. And this is what we have here about. The thing is, when they take on the hybrid people to be citizen of what they call Roman Republic or whatever them call it, they went stinking out of order. You see what I mean? Because they are sodomites. They think, oh, they can take over the world. They get an opportunity to do that. Right now, about 3 or 4 years, I'm doing the show. I paid to do it. I don't have no secret about it. I pay almost $40 a month. So you can, I'm not a wealthy person, but I never take a penny or a cent from anybody to sit here and talk. Because I set up an account. They draw the money every month. Right? What I want to show you about these sodomite white people. They think they own the world now because, you see, they're new. They're not new to planet Earth because what? They evolved almost 4 million years ago. You see that? But they never spoke. They are like animals. I mean, they are animals. But they have a certain level. Just like, you know, dolphins and lions and all those other animals you see out there. Very smart, but they're not humans. Well, these white people, hominids, is their species. They are just like their peers. And even though they have been through a process where they now look like humans, talk like humans, do a whole bunch of stuff like humans, get into education and all that, where they're pretty good at that. But then they forget that they are not humans. They begin to call themselves humans. And look on us as they are the slave master, and we are the slave. They look on us like we are not humans, they are. No, my friends, how are we going to get out of this? How do we get out of that? There is just one way out. They are evolved creatures. Like I said, 3 to 4 million years ago. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what position or how high they fly. They are not humans. White people are not human beings. And if you're afraid to say that, I'm not afraid to say that. Because obviously, I read and I know what I'm talking about. And I do not expect anybody, sooner or later, will disprove what I say. Because I'm getting the information from the best source that I am aware of on the planet Earth, that every human being have to go through the same authority source of our existence. And that's where I'm at with this. You think America, these white people, oh, they are this and they are that. No, they are not what you think. Because 100,000 years ago, they did not wear clothes. Just like the Bible they wrote about Adam and Eve that were naked in a garden, they're talking about themselves. And when you hear about talking serpent, talking to Eve, they are talking about themselves. When they come up in a Bible, the Christian Bible, about the fall of man, they're talking about themselves. Because that's where the whole thing, all the problem stirs and emits from these white sodomite hominids. They are the problem. They are the problem of the African people. They don't want nobody to know that. And therefore, there are a lot of things that they put in place, like they are a legitimate government. They ain't. And I'm ready to prove that. I'm ready to prove that. That white people don't own anything. If they own anything, let me give you a little... a little... what we would call it, test your detective mentality. If for you have a car, right, and you own the car, right, now can you prove the ownership of the car? I'm asking you, if you own your car, can you prove ownership of the car? How would you go about proving? All right, let's say, put a little more into this. Let's say that you have the car for 3.5 years, all right? And you want to sell the car or something. You can't sell the car unless you own the car, right? That's correct. Now, how would you prove that you own that car? Let's say if you want to trade it into a dealer or something, or sell it to somebody private. What would you show so as it would be recognized as a legal transaction you're doing? The title, right? Yes. You're right. The title. All right, so there's something to this, because you're probably wondering, where am I going with this nonsense? It's not nonsense. That car, you say bought it from a dealer, right? So they are selling you that car because they're running a legitimate business, right? As far as we know, it doesn't matter how much, everything is illegitimate in America. But let's say for the way we are behaving, it's like America as a government. Because you come here to an immigration, you process, you go to the post office, and all kind of things are done under this United States Constitution. But you don't know the Constitution is bogus. Bogus. You didn't know that. And you didn't know that bogus Constitution is sitting on kingship government. What am I talking about now? You don't know about kingship government, right? If you read about the people who come to America, let's say 50,000 years or so ago, who were here before? There was nobody else. And how about these white people, hominid? Now, where were they 50,000 years ago? Do you know? All right. Well, make it easier. If you knew, it would make it easier, but you know, you not knowing won't stop the process from rolling in the right way. So, the history of these hominid white people, their ancestors, go back, like I said, 3.5 to 4 million years ago. And they are the offspring of those, of the species. All right. Hominid primates don't talk, right? And they develop in Africa and went into Europe 1.5 million years ago. So you tell me, that's all they're worth. They ain't anything civilized, according to the World History textbook in front of me. And if you don't read the history you're not likely to make sense of what I'm saying. It doesn't stop what I'm saying, nor the force and power and jurisdiction of what I'm saying. Because if these sodomites are not human beings and making themselves human beings, well, there is something to prove it. And that's what I am going to, that's why I'm proving in what I'm saying. Okay? The world is the textbook, is what transcends all generation. And if you're going to talk about 3.5 million years ago, you have to come from the science report in this world is the textbook. So if somebody wants to say, where you get this from? Oh, it's history. History is what tells us. And not somebody just making up something. The history record of the World History Textbook has all the facts to prove anything you're going to say about people existence. You can't duck it. Was there government before these white people come along and talk about AD and Adam money? Of course. They couldn't talk, remember? And what did they do to talk is another thing. They will not touch it. And if they touch it, they will fry. You see what I mean? They don't expect that anybody can come up and face off with them and fry them. Okay? They don't think so. But as the heavens above bear witness, it's over for them. It's over for them. Because I told you about the car that you own, what you used to own it. Now come back to these white people. What they're doing among who they call black people. What do they have to show that they have a right to be among Americans, African-Americans, I mean all over the world, what do they have to show? I am telling you something. To show you that these people are dumb as dumb animals, now they are talking like they are human beings. And if you ask them to show you the proof for them being American and own things, they are going to, where you think they're going to get the proof from? It's not the World History Textbook to prove that they are here according to species. No. None of them can show anything. They're going to want to tell you about the Constitution. Say, wait a minute now. Can they use their Constitution to prove anything? Not in the context of being in America. Because if the people who settled in America settled it thousands of years before they came here and come to America, they cannot produce any documentation as proof why they are in America, you know? None whatsoever. That's not the way legal process work. You could not buy your car after you say you own the car. You have to own the car via the proof, the deed. You see, the registration. That's how you come into ownership of your car, or if you buy piece of land and you build a house, you have to have the precedence of ownership. White people don't have no precedent of ownership in America. They have criminal conduct, violation of people's rights and destroy their life and what they have. That's what they have. 4th of July. What do you think 4th of July is with them bursting crackers and stuff like that? Bow, 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 bow. Wait. If you think these white people have any government, yeah, when they fought and fucked each other's asshole. That's where they get their thinking of ownership from. They don't get it from real government establishment. And that is kingship government. It's on record in the World History textbook that white people don't have anything. They are not civilized. Not even in the World History textbook. They are not presented in there. And the way they present themselves, since they say they are ruler, a government now, is to call themselves by names that they really do not identify with. Because when they talk about they are Romans, how do they identify with any precedence for Romans? They don't have none. They would like to hide under the time, the space of time that since they've been talking. They don't expect you and I to know they go back 100,000 years since they were talking. They don't think we know that because they don't think our brain is working good enough to read and bring up facts to dash them under the ocean. They don't think so. Because all they think about is fucking asshole and to make laws to kill us and to give them freedom to married fucking ass each other. That's it. Okay? That's it. So if they think that coming and walking into every territory that we settled since 100,000 years ago, they think that it's a piece of crackers for them because their blood done retard our brain over the past 100,000 years so badly that, see, we don't have a government. We can be easily given to make slaves and all this kind of thing, and our government is selling us to them and stuff like that. How do these things happen? It happened because the white people created the fall of the civilized people. They are the one. And they are the one who's hiding the secret. And they get to hide it because our brain is gone. We don't interested. We don't know. We don't want to, you know, prove nothing at all. But they think it would be just that way forever. They don't know that a wake-up hour would come to reveal who they are. To look at them in the face and say, you are not human. Prove it. And they will never be able to do it. That's what I want to bring to your attention today. These white people, they'll pay for what they do. They'll pay. And, you know, it's not that we're looking to them for any payment, but the payment is drive them out of our territory like they come in. They just need to leave our place the way it is. Don't bother break up anything because you know what? Our Creator will see to it that they don't exist at all. Yeah. We come in clean. We have gone astray. We have been brought up into church and these white people done blind the minds of our eyes so that we don't know where we are coming from. We don't know who we are and what tomorrow may bring. We don't know anything. Well, remnant of us as woke, we are not like when they come here and killing everybody that they want and go anywhere and steal from us and kill us and make phony law about AD and Adamani. And all it is to force us to accept Christianity. Imagine something as nasty and, you know, I mean, it's just a sewer thing. It's a sore idea to talk about Jesus Christ and it's not literally identified in any book, beginning with the Bible. Cannot identify any Jesus in any era. Now, you can identify things happen or created in the Bronze Age. Yeah, because anything in real history can be traced to reality, but not the church, God, Jesus, you know, and the Adam and Eve that they're talking about. Because look, these white people, they are so, I mean, you know, if I could just find the words. But they evolved. White people evolved. They can't deny 3.5 to 4 million years ago in the world respect, folks. They can't touch that. Yet still, they come writing a Bible, using our character, and then bring themselves under to be creation of by God in the Garden of Eden. Like they were created there. Like nobody will notice that, no, you evolved, you know, I mean, millions of years ago. And it's just like 250,000 years, our species that make us hybrid with the God's blood. That's why we are here. And where do you get the story from that God cursed Adam and Eve? And like they too are also a part of the curse. These white people, they can only eat bread and rice and do some little things. But look, as far as lying to make it, you know, be convincing that they were also created with the God of the Bible like us. No, they don't. They were never created by no God whatsoever in no history. You know what I mean? So it's time for them to take it in. What they did not earn, they possess. These faggots. And all they want to do is to make sure that all of their people that develop in Europe and all the other places that they have been since they are talking and call it their country, they just want them to be able to live anywhere on the planet as sodomites. That's what they want. They don't care about the indigenous African people where they live anywhere on the planet. Now, why do they come out and come everywhere we are? And they did not say that's what they wanted to do in the 14th AD century. They did not say that. But they had a different objective why they were coming and lying and telling all kind of lies about why they are coming. But no, they come here and from they get here, they forget that they said they were only coming for a time and go back to their home once they get what they want. No, but why would they want to come where we settled in the Western world? Why? Why would they want to come everywhere we are, watch what we do and wrongly emulate us and kick us out afterward and kill us afterward because they're only criminals? Okay? And we're taught to wear clothes. Okay? We're taught how to speak from the act that they commit to make us retarded people for the rest of our lives. If it is not the will of the gods to let us see what is around us and understand what we are not able to see, but that now we will see once we are told. And we are able to realize things. Yeah. They come here and talking about they're setting up a government. And they don't even want us to be included in the Constitution. You see, they don't include us in the Constitution. It's all white people that decide what is in there. Yet still, this is our country. And they say, no, it's not our country. It's fucking ass beers. But there is nobody to stand up and argue this in any kind of way to really dispel this whole bunch of nasty, white people saying. You see? So they now are in control, and everything that is happening is about them. But look here, there's the Chinese out there, the Indians out there, and look and see who are the civilization. It's not Europe. Europe is not a civilized country. You hearing what I'm saying? the situation or the context of life over the last 200,000 years. That's how long since the gods did the remarkable feat of creating an hybrid to work for them when they lost their own workers that they brought to Earth. They staged a mutiny, they call it, a strike. Serious needs for gold to be taken from Earth to their celestial body out there called Nibiru. So it was very important, and against those of their peers, some did not like the idea of using their blood to create another subspecies. Okay? Hierarchy from their side did not like that, but the scientists who specialized in getting that job done, he thought it was a good idea. He thought it was a good idea. It's feasible, right? And because of the benefits of it that he could prove going into it, they were, as it were, bend, you know, to allow him to go along with the project. And that's how we came about. From the evidence, these gods did not, from what I have read and see as circumstance around the whole thing, they did not come here with having to create workers, because they come with enough of what they needed. It's just that they didn't too like. They got tired of the about 3,000 or more years they were doing it, and they didn't want to do it no more. Right? So they rebel that, you know, they were not going to continue. So there was the need to invent a source of labor, and this was a prospective source. That is how it happened. So this idea that white people write in the Bible like a God, sole intention was just to make the earth and make mankind. It's a lie. That is a tangible lie in history that don't exist. You see what I mean? If we don't get the knowledge of who we are, we're going to die and perish. Because these white people are intent to make every human being that they are not. They want all of us to start fucking ourselves. These white people, whether or not you see it to be what I say, but you are able to do that, and the only thing I will say, you'd have to prove that I'm wrong, you see what I mean? And you should not feel content going ahead thinking or saying that I am wrong when you don't prove it. Because I wouldn't do that to you. If I'm gonna just hold it in my head that you are wrong, without I have justification, I'm wrong. I'm wrong to do that. That's not equity. That's not justice. If you want to load up on a person that they're wrong, justify it. Justify it. So these white people, they know to lie and invent lie and situation to the point where we become blind and we don't know whether they're telling truth or not. However, they are not human beings. And the truth is, in the world is a textbook. Okay? You're not going to get anything else from any place else except the history that is telling the truth. We don't have anything else. Nobody out there talking all kind of nonsense that make you feel like, oh, they know what they're saying. They are saying something that is apartheid to what the science history says. Because a lot of things that they are writing out there and talk like that's the way it is, me, I find it strange to what is in the world issue textbook. And because so many people have been sidetracked and distracted from what the real source says, now everybody go astray. Everybody follows something that is not true. Now, so long that I come about and is able to read and hold on to what I read, I mean, nobody out there with any knowledge greater than me, because I get it from the greatest who wrote it in the world history textbook that transcends every civilization, every space and time that come along. The history carries the fact of life as it happened in the past. Now, nobody here today can supersede that history. Okay? Not unless you just want to please yourself and talk nonsense. Me not in for that. I am in to get the book. Let's look into what the book says. What is the truth? Okay? If you want to know about churches and how church come about, you have to go to the history textbook as well. And I can tell you that Christianity is not a civilized institution. I can tell you that no Holy Ghost no exists in there. Okay? What the book Bible is talking about is not civilized, is not civilization. We are created with sound spirit to develop and be mature people. That's not the case with white people, because they have stolen and create a lot of evil doing to be who they are. You see what I mean? And they want to take, they are taking over authority of the life of us people. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Yeah. And all they know to do is firebomb, fire all kind of stuff, and kill people. All right? They want to go and do it. Well, who's going to stop them? The gods, because I can't stop them. Okay? And they think as long as they hush us up, there is no end to their longevity. That's what they think. But the power that exists, power that our creation, our creator, or who repair things when they need to be replenished and stuff like that. They all have what it takes to do it. And the reason why we are living here today. And it is in the world, it's a textbook, if you are interested. Okay? Where you can see, even when we develop from the in the Bronze Age there, and began to do serious things that develop civilization, you can see that after we pass through, the end of the Neolithic Age. Just look at this. This is like, you're talking about like 7,000 years ago. These white people were around talking and making trouble. We were devoted to establish urban civilization. All they were interested or know to do is to follow our establishment wherever we go. Thieves, because they are, you know, begin to create their own breed. But they don't have anything. They don't know to do anything civilized. So all they do is follow us around and steal from us and kill us. That's all they do. But 200,000 years ago, we were created. The last 100,000 years, we are traveling to the Western world. All they do is follow us. Whilst they are trying to learn to read and to promote themselves, that's what they were doing. Because those who were trying to work hard and get education, you know, I mean, all of them couldn't do that. So there were those of them who have different, you know, graduated sense of what they want to do to help their own culture, right? So what I'm trying to tell you, where we are coming from is not like what a lot of people may think it is. But we had our creator behind us. They don't have anybody behind them but themselves and what they can steal and grab from us. That's what happened. Okay? So once we come through stage of the Neolithic Age, between 4,000 and 3,000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal mark a new level of human control. They say they are humans and been around 3.5 million years or so. And now you hear we are talking about the end of the Neolithic Age and how we began to use metal marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. Now, this weed out European people, like I say, we couldn't talk. And what caused them to talk? It is because of us. If we were never created human beings, these sodomites here, white people, they would never exist because they wouldn't be able to talk or resemble human beings. No, they want the world to think that they are human beings. You see, and now it takes so long for us to come to our senses and able to read, and over all these years now, you know, we can begin to fathom what has happened. Now, as you can see, is a lot of development we have to do because our own government is selling us to these faggots for slavery.
And you see how they treated us. Now, you can see how backward we still are because we're in the church. But they make up. And we can understand that these are sodomites that you read about in the Bible. And at least if we had some sense, we would have noticed long time ago when we were reading the Bible as children coming into adults. We would see something is wrong with sodomites. In like in the book of Genesis, these people use their own evil acts and write it in the Bible and give it to us to believe it. And we do believe it. What I'm trying to tell you is we don't have anything to do beside to read our history, to know what happened in the past. Because the white people will not tell us what they know. So what did they do to prevent us from going ahead with intelligence? Is to contaminate us somehow sexually with their monkey blood. And that is what over the past many years, including the Neolithic age here, we have some sense, but the real sense that we are to have is to govern ourselves. And see, after we, the urban civilization, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, you're talking about we just go forward from 4 to 3,000 and to 1200 BC. We were developed in the Bronze Age. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. It's not talking about these white, you know, I mean these uncivilized hominid primates. Hate the book calls them. That's where they're coming from. It's no place else. If they have ownership of anything, they would have to show you that ownership before they start talking. Anyhow, they're going to show something with language and stuff like that. They are doomed because it means that they did nothing besides criminally assault us and steal what we have. Because they talk because of the blood that they mingle with and they start to talk. Okay? Until they can have a culture of their own speaking and then learn language and stuff like that. And they make very good stride at that. But my friend, where does it place them in the context of history? Not folks who are created by no God whatsoever. Okay? Just as you see monkey out there, you don't have any book that tell you that they were created by a God somewhere. No. And they are humans. No, you don't see none of that. We only have a story about the gods themselves that came into South Africa. And when they needed help, scientists create one. And that's the science that today people are having children, because we were the first test tube babies. These white people not going to tell us nothing. Now, let the truth strike them and wither them up to nothing, because they ain't good for anything besides trying to mess up civilized people.
If you think that there any some goodies inside of them with the government, what do you call it, democracy and all that. Democracy is fucking asshole. They make up all those kind of a stuff, okay? In a France and thing where we leave our legacies that they stole, you see. So what I am telling you, looking into the world history textbook, is that white people don't have anything. Because what they come here and work and carry on and stuff like that, you will think that, oh, they value. No, they come here with criminal intent and kill how many of us to take charge. So what do you think they must be awarded with? Are we to award them when they do the kind of stuff that they do? I'm talking about America is their country? No, no. Listen, we have the law here all along to drive these people out, but they use their blood and destroy our brain. That's it. That's the only reason why they were able to do this, because our king were able to write laws to keep them out from our territory. But from the fact 100,000 years ago, we stopped to think and able to protect ourselves, these white people take charge. You see, if you don't see anything in what I'm saying, well, much of what is going on will go on until the gods do something about it, something that please them, something that warrant justification to help us, because we need that help to get these old bunch of fucking asshole white people out of our territory. They didn't hesitate. They didn't draw breaks to go into Europe and kick out the king, Tarquinius, okay, and begin to call themselves Romans, Roman Empire, and talk all kind of lies. That only when you start to read and see well what you're reading, you're going to find out that they are the culprit that divide themselves into all kind of groups and call themselves different names. You see what I mean? That's what they do. Like, you know, it's different people that come up in the world. No, but it's only two species. So, I am telling you, I don't have it difficult at all to toss them where they belong. Because all they can do is lie, okay? And intimidate people that they are these fucking ass lord. You see what I mean? It's not going to go like that, because we have the canon here that tells us we have government. We build cities, establish the role, the way of life we call religion, not church, right? So I'm telling you, white people are not coming from human species, okay? But they did something, though, to our species. Chiefly, we see they abducted the Neanderthals. For years, Neanderthal was never on their own. They dominated the Neanderthals and then turn around like, no, that's not the way it was. That's the way it was. You see, when they realize now that it is going to be held against them, they begin to change their story. Like they didn't really have anything to do with the Neanderthals, but they already tell the truth that they lived with them for, 18,000 years and interbreed them and have it on record now that they just can't dodge, you know, what they have done to our species. Our two subgroup is what they prey on. You see, from, you know, I don't read anything about sapien species itself, but they begot two subgroups, and it's the Neanderthals and us. Why is sapien sapien? You see, and now they extinct the Neanderthals, but we have them on record that these are the ones, these are the criminals that dealt with the Neanderthals who didn't speak a language, so they didn't have that amount of control over themselves. Likewise, these guys did not speak a language either for most of the time that they were dealing with it themselves. However, the Neanderthals interbreeding changed their primate facial appearance. You see, and clearly other human biology form and structure too. The Neanderthals apparently, I mean, they get from the Neanderthals, right? But no sooner than they themselves up and looking like good-looking human beings, they destroy and get rid of the Neanderthals. And then opportunity came now for them to work on us, and that's what they did. So they've really done a strategic thing with the blood to contaminate our brain, and that's what they did successfully. And over 100,000 years, we gradually retard, brain heb, atrophy, and a whole bunch of corrosion. And the only thing we know right now is to be tell lies and steal and do whatever their blood inside of us doing. Yeah, we turn reprobate. White people do us this way, the way we are, because I grew up in a church. Why do I grow up in a church and know foolishness? They teach you about animals and stuff like that. And today you see what they do. Most of what they do is pretending. What they do that look like it's civilized, they are pretending and wrongly emulating us. That's what they're doing, because they know it's easier for them to lead us down to the brook and kill us once we think that they are civilized. If you think I am afraid, I'm afraid. I wouldn't be talking if I were afraid. You see what I mean? These people seek for ways to kill us. But you know what? They can only do so much of that. They can only do so much of that because they create circumstance that goes against that very kind of life. You know, see what I mean? They have to be trying hard now to hide and do what they do, when there was a time they didn't have to hide, because we stone sick and there is nobody coming up to really help us, you know, help us to avoid these sodomites. And missionary would come to our country and we would think that, oh, it was nice and stuff like that. We poverty stricken and stuff like that. They have all the money because they can. They have all the money. You'd wonder how they have so much money. But Africa give them the key to gold mine and everything. And we don't have anything. We don't know nothing. So they now pinch and give us little something and decide what to do with us. If we don't have a legal sense, we won't be able to create situations that back them off and back them out altogether. We have to have some civilized law, because that's what we live by. And they come up with something else. We're not under them something else. Okay? They are under their own in Europe. And it's the only place I know that the gods show that they don't, they are not concerned about them. They live off and take care of them over into Europe. We don't care about Europe. This is the home of the Sodomite white people, them. And they are not supposed to be among us because their blood. You go out there and fucking and having babies and married to them. You don't really know the history. Okay? And whilst you feel like, oh, you married to a white person and you're getting along kind of fine. Look, they are killing your species. That's what you're doing. And you don't know that. Well, we are the ones who don't know nothing over the past 100,000 years. What do you think caused that? It is because of their blood inside of, I mean, destroying our brain. You see what I mean? So if you pick out, you know, something from among them and think that, it's going all right, it's a lot of processing why you probably don't see some effect. However, you can't deny that just about all of us, brain retarded, atrophy, corrosion, hebbing. Yeah, you can't deny that. And we were not like that the first 100,000 years. We were not like that. What do you think these white people are here for? I told you, you don't care about what they say when they were coming into America or any of the other places, right? But more so in America, we have a good observation of what they say. You know, right now, if you Google what did they say when they come to America, they might not tell you because they find out that we are not the same people that they throw their rhesus blood in 100,000 years ago. We are not the same people. We are developing, we are understanding, and they realize that now they are easy in reach. Any feeling or thinking that we do, they are in our reach of destruction. And that destruction doesn't mean that we're coming with a army against them. Something more terrible than coming with harm weapons. We don't not coming with no arm weapon. We are going to do something to you like your adversary. That's what we're going to do, right? Because you won't get us into church, okay? Because you can't take us in a court of law because you don't have no court of law with jurisdiction. White people don't have no legal jurisdiction at all, except when we submit and think that A.D. Anadamani is a government. It's not fucking government. Okay? And so it's going to be because we are not among human beings because you see them behaving the way they do. All right. But like I tell you, if they are to hone something, it can't be when they come to America and kill us off and have what we have. You see what I mean? They would have to come here with wealth and do something that we agree to. Short of that, they don't own anything. They don't have anything. They come to the wrong place. They should stay up there in Europe. And why couldn't they? They didn't say because they realized being without words, they were not going anywhere. So they wanted to be somebody. And that's what they do to us. We never do anything to them, but they do it to us and lead us through the valley of the shadow of death, right? And talk about Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in the garden. Those things are not true. You see, and we turn fools to the point where you read the Bible and the lies there, you're reading the lie and somebody is pointing out to you and you can't see it. How bad what they have done to us is that mentally, we fail to identify confusion in contradiction of what should be the truth is now a lie that people believe as the truth. Okay? So if you're fully convinced that somebody is lying to you, you don't make them keep on doing it. It doesn't matter what you are getting from it. You better start getting the right thing and not that you're so empty that you still have to hold on to garbage. All right. I think I tell you pretty much what I had in mind, right? Because this is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. If you don't know how to think, you don't know how to read and find the truth, you cannot be convinced. Well, something is bad with that. But there are those of us, though, who will see, and someone may get help from you if you know what you're talking about and you can help someone. So I am telling you, if you can't see that white people are not human, you have a problem. Because it's in reading and finding out, right? When somebody talk and you don't have everything that you should have from hearing them, but you hear something, you'd like to read for yourself. All right. And you don't have to go to university to know these things. I mean, simple reading will bring the light to you. Right? And you don't have to go to big school and pay a lot of money for, like, you want to, you know, you want to get so sophisticated and all that kind of stuff. But you can get anywhere you want to get. Education is always going to be education. But I'm talking about for some people who cannot afford to go to no school and things like that, you know, you can get simple book and learn to read them. You know, I mean, a lot of books around the place where you don't have to pay for. Just read book anyway to them that, you know, you know, steal, don't steal anything, right? But there are a lot of places that give away books. You know, go to the library and, you know, you can see they just about giving away books there. Learn to read, and because this is where power is. But I am trying to show you where, as white people, look on us like, we're not coming from anywhere. They know why. They know why. But somebody like me is a buster now, and you know, a lot of people like me. Well, it's unfortunate that people like me, you know, grew up in church, and they never get a chance to see, you know, to the people. All right? I come to be seen, so therefore, you know, I am an offense to people who I know, and they are Christians. They don't want no part of me, right? And for sure, no white people want any part of me, because now what I'm saying is the truth. And I am telling them that, look, you and your racist blood don't belong among us, you know. That's right. And I don't have any pity for you at all, because you are here unhappy. And say, America is your country, so what must I do with that? It's not. You see, and you want to show off with our wealth and stuff like that, and for us to accept you. Like, there are too many things that are against white people. Okay? Because they want now to let everything appear like this is their country. You don't listen to them? Don't you listen to Biden when he talks? Biden don't think anymore that African people have a right to take care of themselves. Biden don't think so. Trump is even worse. None of these white people think we are to be on our own. But for sure, we gonna be on our own. You see, because we're not going backward, we're going forward. And them and their fucking ass going to draw themselves back where they come from over there. Now that they have a lot of wealth and stuff like that, go over there and go live by yourself. Exactly what we are saying.
We don't come from where you come from in Europe. You own Europe, and nobody don't tell you anything differently, right? Leave our territory alone. And if you cannot afford to do that, the wrath will come. Because we're not coming where you are. And we're not leaving where we are. Because we are here by the law of kingship. Where are you? You are making up stuff and not tell us, you know, you're going to kill us if we don't do what you say. The law that you have right now. Right now, if African people don't know that these white people have law now to kill you, so they go all over the place and kill us, man. You don't see that? Who killed Saddam? They make us think like they were right to kill Saddam, don't they? Yeah. They say Saddam had weapon of mass destruction, and it was not true. The British man, Tony Blair, after they killed Saddam, came out and said, I mean, even when they got Colin Powell to agree that Saddam had weapon of mass destruction, Tony Blair came out and confessed that Saddam did not have weapon of mass destruction. Why do you think he would come out and say that? Because they were wrong. And he has some conscience. It takes a lot to come out and admit to that. But he did. He did. Colin Powell. A human, African, human hybrid. I think somebody said he passed away now. Look, that man passed away. I have to say, because he become a curse. He become a curse. You see? And people who become a curse, they don't know. They're killing themselves internally. And that's what happened. Tony Blair said, the man never had no weapon of mass destruction. And look at the way they kill him. Right? And look at who is killing him. A.D. Anna Domini is not law. It is. It ain't no law whatsoever. And they can kill any one of us with 1220 A.D. Anna Domini. They make that shit up. A.D. Anna Domini is no more than the bowl of shit that they're shitting out. And they do all of these stuff, and nobody will stand up and say it, because they are the cream of the crop. If you think white people are the cream of the crop, live on a few more weeks or so, and you're going to see exactly what they come off with. You see what I mean? Now, I have a right to speak for our existence, and that's what I am doing. And when they want to come up and like tell me I don't have a right to talk about this, it means that, oh, they must triumph over us. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So I'm telling you, when I look into this world history textbook and I see how our progress come along, they are not into the act of civilization. These fucking ass white people, they have no record with their proper identity that say they are civilized. None. But now in America, oh, everybody, they when they have census or thing there, they send out for you to fill out and are you this or you that. Don't answer that. Don't answer these people's survey, period. Because we do not, at this point, take and support anything these white people are doing. Because the more you submit to them is the worst danger you put all of us in. Right? We have to be on the right side. We have to know the truth
And if we're going to allow them to do those kind of, continue to do these kind of things to us, then it doesn't make any sense. We even live on. We're dead. But we have something to live for. Okay? And what I'm saying is, the world is the textbook is here, and it tells us everything we're supposed to know. And if you want to go out there and talk about Jesus and all them kind of things, you know, you have a blowout. You know, you're not going anywhere. So just know, in the world is the textbook, white people don't own nothing until they come into America. And they don't own anything when they were coming into America. So how do they get anything? They have to come here and begin to use our stuff. Okay? Why couldn't they do it in Europe? No, because they see progress with us. And we know, and they would turn around like, we don't worth anything. You have to see with your eyes and see with your inner eye what's going on. Now, so I'm telling you, the government that you see in the world is a textbook. It's not what these sodomites are doing and ruling us with this AD and Adam and his foolishness. Jesus never exists nowhere. And where Jesus never exists is in the Bible. They're writing about Jesus and Jesus that, and St. Paul. Those characters don't exist. And if you read the Bible, you will find out. No, Simon Peter don't exist. You see? And a lot of stories that they put in the Bible, John the Baptist and Jesus. It's not story. It's not story. It's foolishness. And that's where we are with it. And that's what these white people, the John MacArthur and all of these guys out there, you know, they're talking all of these stories. You see? And you have all of these African preachers out there. That's what they're preaching. You know, because they're still in darkness. All right. And the truth is in the world is a textbook. They won't read it. They won't read it. Now, so I tell you this, what is our portion? Only knowledge is going to give us our place in civilization. The role of religion. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Our existence. It's not written about in the Bible. Okay. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, pre-supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. So, from here on, in our civilization, we come into a new social order. It means civilized social order. It's not these white people in Europe. Europe is not a civilized order at all. And everything you read of in the world is a textbook. It's not them. Where is their thing that they write about? What they write about is like fooling everybody up that they are a part of civilization. Now, my friend, I want you to tell you that. White people belong to a different species. Their blood, you're not feel married to them. You know, feel like have no sex with them. No? And they have, over the past 2,000 years, done everything to destroy people's civilized thinking.
That's what these stinkers have done.
If you understand that, that you belong to a species and your taxonomic blood is not compatible with these folks, a lot of things are going to happen to people mixed blood with white people, okay? And they are going on like, oh, there's nothing to worry about. And when it comes to the COVID and all that kind of thing, and they tell you about is the Chinese, them bring it about and stuff like that. These, if you understand how, you know, how problematic these white people are, and when they say they're in a power right now, and we are under them, and we're not doing anything for coming from under them. Look, they, you know, I mean, they're going to pile shit in our mouth. Because they are not into anything else but that. You see, they make it, they do everything already for us to know what they are about. So why are we keeping them in power for? Because we don't know. We don't know. Now, I know, and I'm telling you, don't go to their church. Christianity is not a civilized thing. It's a, what you call, a mafia thing. And if you think I'm lying, well, it's up to you. What I know is what I know, and I'm here to prove it. Any given day, you call me, 347-850-1358. That's right. I will fill you up with every fact and logic in the Bible, in the dictionary, in the world history textbook. These people are criminals, and they are not to live among us. All right? So I give you that and hope that you find something useful in what I have said. Now, a little tune here, and I'll be right back.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. But autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, now let's get to this portion. Invention of a false Adam. And Eve hinged to contrived imagine Jesus Christ. If you get what I'm saying here, invention of a false Adam and Eve hinged to contrived imagine Jesus Christ. That's what white people want us to do, is to imagine that Jesus is real. If you reel for the truth, you'll find out no Jesus exists. You'll find the way they write about it to no juice. No juice. There's no Jesus at all. Stories coming from a different species, different character, and they are bringing it all together into their morphing that you don't know them different from us. Because they say we were Jews 2,000 years ago. Today, we are not Jews anymore. They take on Jewishness now. But if you read those stories, you'll find out something in what I'm saying is true. Because if you think that we were Jews 2,000 years ago, when they said Jesus was put on the cross, well, that man was not white people. Like they're showing you today, a Pope's son become Jesus and all them kind of nonsense. But these white people can give us anything because they know our brain deteriorates and we don't know certain things. But those of us who are seeing, it don't hurt to like listen and develop your sense about stuff, right? Now, if these folks are saying that this part that I'm talking about, I'm kind of disjointed with the point I am trying to make, because when they write some of these things about Jesus and John the Baptist, and you can't find anything to match up with what they are saying, like, is it reality? You can't find reality in what they're saying. So they write endlessly these old bunch of stories, knowing that we're not going to understand what they say. We're going to just believe it, right? When we are able to prove that what they said, what they're writing is rubbish, unless we are able to show that they are writing rubbish, they will always make us believe those things. You see, these folks are not coming from any origin why we should put ourselves in this position. So let us get out. It goes now, they want us to imagine everything they say about Jesus. And Jesus cannot be produced anywhere in the Bible by evidence. Why the African indigenous hybrid people, why they fail to prohibit gays from colonize our settlement? Why? Because they turn us fool. 100,000 years ago, we turn real idiots. We can accumulate commonium and stuff like that. Yes, but we cannot administrate our government. And it calls for a lot of things that we ought to know to make that happen. See what these people are doing? To be saying that they are running government? Indeed, they're not really running our government. We use proper laws of kings, and it is restricted to civilization. It's not like they are going out night and day and stealing and killing.
That's what the presidency of the United States, that's what it does. Demean them and stuff like that. It doesn't matter if it's Biden and stuff like that. They still carry on the same old thing. That's what they're doing. Now, I don't have any reason to cooperate with that or to be afraid to talk about us and who we are. No. No, no, no. And if they're not content to go their ways and leave us alone, well, that's their problem. That's their problem. Because I am sure that we were created by the Elohim gods, that they care about us. If we're going to follow these sodomites, then they can't care about us. You see what I mean? If we're going to turn sodomites on them and we're mixing and have these bad blood people, it's not going to work. You see? So we must decide what we want. If we want these white people bad blood and all kind of things going on in the world today with them shooting up and doing all kind of thing, playing a drop out of the sky, and you can hardly depend on them. No, we don't. No, we don't. Look, we don't need it. And we should not in any kind of way tolerate it. Let the people who want to be with them white people go into Europe with it. And so, here we have it. That lamentation. Why are we allowing these people in our territories? Why? And be like, we can't do nothing. But what are we doing in the place of that? Besides, sit under them and just, you know, do whatever they want to do with us. You see what I mean? And you don't think the church is dangerous. You don't think the church is a conduit that they are using to bring us to become sodomite. Why do they make laws to do that? Why they don't keep it in Europe? Representing our origin and existence. Why don't we pay attention to that? We gone too far. In reverse. Remove 1220 AD Anadamani Cleve bubble system. That's the system they're using to destroy us. All we need to know is the knowledge of our history. Okay? And they are using this law right now, as I am sitting here and telling you, they're using it to dominate us all the way around the world. AD Anadamani. Ask them what this is, and they cannot tell you. That goes to show everything that you own and accounting for under this so-called sodomite government is not government in no kind of way. No kind of way. And it is because we lose our cognition why, you know, they are privileged to sit on top of us and do whatever they want to do with us. Kingship government first established on earth by Anu, Enlil, Enki, given to hybrids. That's the fact. That is the fact. And you can't take the fact, well, something bad is going to happen to you. Because white people is not looking out for anything good for us. They're looking out to dominate us to become one of them. Okay? Invention of a false Adam and Eve hinged to contrived imagine Jesus Christ. They want you to accept Jesus Christ as it's real, and it never will. You can only believe foolishly and think that you have something going on with Jesus. Jesus go up in a hill and he does not come out yet. If he did, went up into a hill for real. Jesus is not a civilized character, and these white people have been using our character because they never had nothing. Remember, they never have clothes 100,000 years ago. So if you don't want to get right with the knowledge,
you know, we're going to perish. That is a fact that I can tell you. 100,000 years ago was an incredibly interesting time in our history. In the Paleolithic period, early humans lived in caves or simple huts or tipis, were hunters and gatherers. They used basic stone tools. They used basic stone and bone tools, as well as crude stone axes for hunting hybrid and wild animals. If you don't know, what they wrote here is not true about early humans lived in caves and simple huts and steppes. This is not true. Being human, these things that they talk about here is not pertain to human. And we here today are so confused that we don't know, reading this like I did, it's not easy. A person who don't have a reading experience is going to just think it's true. Okay? Keep us realizing that Jesus is true upon the cross, and it's not true. None in any kind of way. Now, so they're talking about early humans. No, it's early hominids. That's what it's supposed to be. And that's what I'm going to make it right now. Know that I see it. Don't let it keep on flying, going all over the place. Right? It's they're supposed to say hominid, but they want us to think that they are human beings. So now it's supposed to read, in Paleolithic period, early hominid lived in caves. That's what they're supposed to say instead of saying human. You see what I mean? Hominids. That's what they're supposed to say. So gradually, as time passed by, if nobody changed this, we will think they are human for real. Until, that's all we know, they are humans like us. They use basic stone and bone tools as well as crude stone axes and hunting birds and wild animals. That is describing the hominid primates. Not humans. Okay? I hope you don't forget that. White people are not human beings in no way, shape, or form in the world. It's a textbook. Nowhere you read it. They are never human beings. But I can see how they twist the writing. They twist the writing in the world history textbook, and anywhere they're writing where people may read, yeah, they pass on this lies. Look again, we are the ones that were created 200,000 years ago. And they try to twist up this date and call themselves humans. And, it's just something that we need to come to light and understand that white people are here and they're doing a number of things that we are supposed to object to, and we don't object to none of them. The fact that we go to church and believe in the Bible and Jesus and,
church
as a whole
is not something, it's to our detriment. You see, that we are accepting white people like they are human like us, because they're talking like those. If you know like me, that they never spoke almost 400 years, they don't speak anything, they only make stone tools. If you know all those things, you still take them into your bosom as Christian brethren? Oh, that's schizophrenic. No joke about that, I'm telling you. Ago, did humans first exist? Listen to this now. Modern man, modern humans originated in Africa within the past 200,000 years. Now, just this alone. The question is, how long did humans, 200,000 years ago, right? Now, why they change, why do they call human modern humans? We are not modern humans. Okay, you get it? Living with white people is our doom. Okay? And this is all a hard time for people to learn this, because we are infected with all of these germs already. It's hard for us to change. But those who are yearning for better knowledge, this will work for them. Because they are like me. They have the same mind like me. Right? They'll pick up easily on something that you're saying that is true. And so it goes on. They want us to think of them like they are humans. Because they twist up the truth. And when we read over it and don't realize, we, in error, believe something false. And that's how the energy shifts, you know, from us for recognition. And they are being recognized for being us. When that's wrong. So if they begin to disrespect you because they stop calling you Jews, which they used to call you 2,000 years ago, now, they are now being respected in America as Jews. Now, we are supposed to speak out against that because they in the Bible don't say that. So why are we appalling these white people with their disease to come here and change our character and take on our character and give us theirs? Why? Why? We're not supposed to do that, but you're going to be the loser doing it. Okay? Those who stick to the writing will be blessed by it. Those who go off is not going to get nothing but perish. All right? We are the ones that were created 200,000 years ago. These folks, they evolved 3.5 million to 4 million years ago. So why are they coming and calling themselves modern man and all that kind of thing? You see the old bunch of mix-up that we are dealing with? But now I am to the rescue. I'm telling you that these white people are not human beings. So you have something now to look at out there. Are they? You know what I mean? I'm telling you what the book says. They are primates, right? They are hominid species and primates, monkey, diverse type of monkey they come from. And I'm telling you that. And if you want to go out there and mingle with them in a church and are married to them and all them kind of something, it's going to be your business. All right? So we are 200 years creation, 200,000 years ago. And they're saying evolve. He said that they're saying that they
evolve because they're calling themselves modern man. Modern humans originate in Africa. Now, it's true that they originate in Africa like us. But there is separation of time, long period of time, where they left Africa and go up into Europe. And that was a separation that never meant. We were never the same people in the same land at the same time. You see what I mean? So we must make these distinctions or else we're going to suffer for it. So they are talking about they are the modern man when they did not, they were not created or originated 200,000 years ago. No, closest they come is interbreeding with our people 100,000 years ago. But the first 100,000 years, we had nothing to do with these guys. Right? And when we are leaving Africa 100,000 years ago was when these guys come and fucked up our lives and cause what they call in the Bible the fall of civilized people. Not them, because they're not, you see how close they bring us to calling them humans? We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to know them as hominid, non-talk creatures. They don't know language or nothing like that. They only make stone tools. And that's what they describe here. They making stone tools. We did not make stone tools. We are the Bronze Age people that make iron and tin and all them kind of stuff. And they took it over. And since they take it over, it's like they are the one who invented iron. The sodomites. But this, there are too many things that we don't know about them. And they come along now talking and giving us hell to understand who we are. Now, we are getting on with something because we're talking now and for those who are interested. So it goes on now. They say here, most likely recent common ancestor. What did they say here? They said modern man, modern humans originated in Africa within the past 200,000 years and evolved from their most likely recent common ancestor. All this is a bunch of filth that they're writing right here. You see what I mean? Yeah. Filth. So I'm only talking about this because people need to know. Because you may read and see these things. That's why I'm talking about it. All of this don't make no sense. It's all bamboozle they're doing. All right. Homo, hear them now. I'm an ancestor. Homo erectus. It is these white people ancestors direct. They come from Homo erectus. But then they're going to turn around and call us and call themselves Homo erectus. Not Homo erectus. They're going to call themselves Homo sapiens. See, but here they slip and call themselves Homo erectus, which is a fact. But how are you going to know when it's a fact from when it's not a fact? Well, I am able to tell you that we are the ones that were created 200,000 years ago, right? We did not evolve. We were created in test tube. We are test tube baby. So these things are very important for us to know. And especially when they are in our territory doing all of these things to us and we are mentally ill and don't know where these people are taking us to. So they don't belong into our territory. We must insist that they leave our territory. We don't want them in our territory. They come to lead us astray and to make us sodomites. That's all they want to do with us. All right? So they're using federal law. The government is not ours. A federal government is not our government. And we must chase them out. We're not getting into no fight with them, but you're telling them the truth. All right? So now he talks about their common ancestor is Homo erectus, not ours. We are sapiens, which means upright walking
in Latin, Homo erectus is an extinct species of human. You hear this? Of human. Imagine that lived between 1.5 million years to 135 million years ago. See, all of these things are rubbish. Rubbish. When did hominid evolve? Listen to this. Scientific evidence shows that the physical and behavioral traits shared by all people originated from ape-like ancestors. You hear that? Scientific evidence shows that the physical and behavioral traits shared by, listen, all people originated from ape-like. What do they mean by ape-like? It's not directly ape, right? Because just to say ape-like don't mean it's ape. Right? So who is it, ape-like ancestor? Ancestor ape is hominid. So you see, they bundling up the fallacy on us that if you don't read and know for sure who we are, and that you can read in the Glencoe National Geographic, you know, like the first chapter, and that will set you right. Who is hominid and who is sapien? Okay? And it goes on, they go on to say, this is where the bamboozle people evolved over a period of approximately 6 million years. So we only were created 200,000 years ago, but yet still they're mixing us up with themselves and their existence of millions of years ago. One of the earliest defining human traits, bipedalism. They're mixing up human with them, and we are not them. We are wise sapien, and they continue to mix us up. As you can see, I'm showing you here, bipedal. We're not bipedal. They are bipedal hominids, primates, you know what I mean? And they keep on mixing up our distinction with their identity. You see what I mean? Talk about bipedalism. The ability to walk on two legs evolved over 4 million years ago. Who said that human being come from back there? But them, these sodomites right here. No, I mean, my friend, listen. I mean, we have to get on our feet with something here. Because these sodomites are really, really giving us a hard time to get out of the hole. Now, they're going to tell you about Romans 8. 5, 7, and 9. 100,000 years ago, for those who are according to the flesh, set your mind on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mindset flesh is hostile toward God.
for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And what I'm trying to tell you, see all these Romans, that is not something for any civilized person to read, the book of Romans, this New Testament. No, it's not, because you come from Genesis with it, and it totally dirty up your mind and prevent you from thinking logically and civilly. You see what I mean? So these white people don't mean African people no good. You don't need to go to their church. You don't need to go to anything that they establish. Basically, that's a fact. Now, that's about what I have to say to you today. I think a little more. There is a little more. And I had someone that visited me here, Jay Clarks. Joined the conversation and left the conversation. Okay. I said, the essence of what I'm talking about is backed up by a group of scientists in Mpumalanga in South Africa. Because they do a very wide research into South Africa, that especially since the white people come with the church 2,000 years ago, they steer the attention of the people away from this kind of research that the scientists did in South Africa. And because we have kept away from our history using the Bible, now is a good time to see this link. When you come on the show, I will give you this link, right? That you can see exactly where civilization come from without anybody ask you any question. You know where civilization come from and what civilization is, okay? And this is an introduction that lets you know who these scientists who lead a group over into South Africa, October 6th, 2012. And I have the link here I can give to anyone who's willing to see and get this education anytime on this program. And so, this introduction to the science group and the leader, Earth International Research Society, welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origin and rewrite our history book. That's how serious this thinking is, if we are not thinking on digesting things, we are not developing ourselves. And we need to develop ourselves, my friends. We need to develop ourselves. We need to do that. And so, I'll say blessings to you. And we will do another one. We get the chance. Take good care. Let's see what we have here. Let's get some of this music here.
Thank you.